compensate drama, The Beauty of Babylon, is based on a true story of a queen of superhuman charms and wiles. The historical outline of her reign and a large illustration in colors of the queen as she appeared when her beauty was most alluring will be published on the cover of next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. A stray shell from a Turkish gun, which has been turned on the Christian citizens of Van in Armenia, soars over a rebellious quarter of the city and pierces a hollowed rock rising on a high promontory northwest of it. Some months later, two members of an archaeologist's colony are sitting chatting in a coffee house.
But we've been here ages now, Dr. Burton.
You'll ignore the exaggeration of time, Frank. But I have to agree with you that it has been longer than we expected.
If you'll ask me, I don't think there are any places around here worth excavating.
Come, my boy. Aren't you taking a rather pessimistic outlook on the situation?
Why, sir?
After all, these tombs and ruins weren't buried in a day, so you can't expect to discover them in 2 or 3 months.
I realize that, Doctor.
Yes.
But all this seems such a waste of time.
Oh, what?
Oh, just sitting around and asking questions of the natives and making wild goose chases out into the hot, dusty country every time we hear a rumor.
You'll have to get used to the monotony of routine, Frank, if you really intend to make archaeology your life work.
Oh, but I thought when I left dear old New York, I was bound for thrilling, exciting adventure.
Like discovering some ancient queen, I suppose.
Yes, sir. Why, I thought all we'd have to do would be come out here, start digging, and load our findings on the ship and go back home covered with dust and glory.
Mostly dust, I'm afraid. No, my boy, research isn't as spectacular as all that.
And I promised my girl I'd bring her some ancient beauty's vanity case.
Well, you may have a chance to keep your promise, my boy.
I hope so. Oh, are you leaving, sir?
No, sit still, Frank. Lawton just came in. I'm going over to see if he's heard any new reports. I'll be right back.
Very well, Doctor.
Greetings, O man of knowledge.
Huh? Oh, hello.
Would Baron like buy souvenir?
No, not today.
All strangers like to buy souvenir from Van.
Not interested, I told you.
But Honorable Baron has not even looked at souvenir.
Listen, I bought all the rugs and laces and brass pots and kettles I can carry away from here. Even if I were crazy about your souvenir, I haven't got room enough in my baggage for it. Savvy?
Me poor man, Baron. Will you not take pity upon me and buy my little souvenir? See, it's not very big.
A vase. Rather odd looking, isn't it?
No one in our land can sell you vase like this. There is not other one like it. It's not come from bazaar.
I haven't seen anything like it around, that's true. How much do you want for it?
Whatever honorable stranger wish to pay.
All right. Here you are.
Snaragaldium, O man of knowledge. Snaragaldium, Baron.
Okay, same to you.
Our situation still remains the same.
What, no more rumors?
No, not even a legend.
Well, my situation has altered a bit. I now have another piece of junk to cart along with the rest of my souvenirs.
What? Where did you get this vase?
That's my latest acquisition. I bought it to get rid of the fellow.
What fellow? Where is he?
I don't know. He was here a minute ago.
Well, where did you get this?
I didn't ask him. Say, what are you all set up about?
We've got to find that man, Frank.
What for? Do you suppose he stole this
thing? Yes. From the scene of our ancient queen.
What?
You must find your peddler at once. Why, my boy, we found the key to one of the most interesting problems of the ancient world.
What's my effect?
Huh? What's that?
Look here. This is glass.
Here? In the shell hole?
Ayo. This is glass.
This is? Why, Doctor, is this really the place where the queen...
Mika, go get the lantern. We want to look around.
As man of knowledge, direct, I shall go at once.
Frank, don't breathe a word of what we expect to find here, in front of Mika.
Oh, sorry, Doctor, I didn't mean to...
Oh, I know you didn't mean anything by it. But the Turks don't like our explanation into the past buried into their land. We must keep our investigation as soon as possible.
Of course, Doctor. But is this really the place Queen, what's her name, is buried?
You mean Samarinus. And I have every reason to believe she is.
And if we find the tomb, he will return to New York, as he said, covered with dust and glory. Only this time, it will be mostly glory.
Gosh!
The lantern, the man of knowledge.
Good. Here, take this one, thanks.
I've got it, sir.
Please ask.
Baron.
You stand here to see that no one disturbs us.
As you wish, Baron.
Come along, thanks.
Right with you, Doctor. Say, this begins to look like something.
Take care of it, my boy. Don't touch now. That is these stones. Here.
Yes. What
have you found? Here. Where do you suppose they lead to? Down into the tomb. Come on. Easy now. Suppose I like this way.
Boy, I hope your hunt is
not. Oh, splendid. Splendid. The walls are in perfect condition. Look, Frank. See the rows of urns leading to the entrance of the tomb.
There's some sort of hieroglyphics on this slab, Doctor.
Yes,
yes, it is. It's what?
Right. Here's a uniform form of the letters of the Hittite alphabet.
Please, let's see what they say. S E M I.
Doctor, it must be the
R A M I S.
Frank, we found her. We found the tomb of Queen Synonymous.
I'm awfully glad you found her, sir. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you, my boy. Thank you.
But, who is she?
Who is she? Who is Synonymous? Why, she is a world famous Assyrian queen who built the great city of Babylon.
Oh,
she was a votary in the temple of Tapanis. Later, she was captured by the Assyrian king, Shasni-Raman, who took her to his harem. One day, he sent her to spy upon his enemy, King Aram. She arrived at Aram's court.
Who are you, beautiful one?
I am Semiramis, the great and wise Aram.
And where do you come from?
I am an escaped Assyrian slave. Have mercy and grant me refuge.
Why did you run away from your country, beautiful one?
I was chosen for a sacrifice at the temple of Ishtar, the love goddess of Assyria. But I am young, almost powerful, Aram. I have no wish to die.
It would be a pity for one so young and beautiful to die.
Then you will spare me and grant me a refuge?
I have a place for a slave like you in my harem.
If you will let me stay, I will serve you faithfully in all ways.
In all ways. So be it. Semiramis, henceforth you shall be among my household. Henceforth you shall be mine.
And so infatuated did Aram become with the refugee that his wise men and priests began to conspire against the new arrival. Finally, they succeeded in opening the king's eyes to her machinations. Then Aram summoned Semiramis before him.
You sent for me, Prince of the World?
I did.
How may I bring you pleasure, almighty one?
Semiramis, you have been deceiving me.
I? Deceiving you?
Did you not tell me that you were an Assyrian slave, a chosen sacrifice to the goddess of love?
Yes, Semiramis.
I have heard that those statements are false, Semiramis.
What have you heard?
My wise men and priests have brought me reports concerning your true identity.
Whom do they say I am?
An harem girl from the court of my enemy, Shamshi-Ulaman.
Listen to me, O Aram.
I have listened to you. Your sweet words of honey deceit have slipped into these ears of mine until I can hear naught else. Your lips have closed all protest of my own. Your voluptuous allurements have taken my mind from affairs of state. Your devastating beauty has blinded me to what I should have seen.
Let me offer my defense. You must hear me.
And what defense can you have? I have proof that you are sent here by Shamshi-Raman. Deny it if you dare.
I cannot deny it, O Aram.
It is true, then.
That I was sent here by Shamshi-Raman is true.
Oh.
He told me to throw myself upon your mercy with the story I told you when I first arrived at your court. It was his plan to have me take your mind from affairs of state.
As I said, it was a plot. A plot which you almost succeeded in carrying out. Thank the gods I found you out in time.
Listen to me, Aram. I came here to do the bidding of Shamshi-Raman.
Oh.
But I stayed to do yours.
Cease your flatteries. There is no need for it now.
I speak no flattery. I speak the truth.
Ah.
Hear me. I love you, Aram. I love you as I have loved no man before you. You are my first and only love.
Stop, Semiramis. Stop this mockery. It will avail you nothing. My mind is made up. You are to return to your Assyrian master.
Aram, no. No, you can't mean that.
It is my command.
Wait. I will show you I'm speaking the truth. Let me prove my affection for you. Aram, No man but you has ever heard me confess my love.
Ah,
have you no affection for me? Do you not care for me? Have you been feigning when you have made love to me?
Enough of this. Your wiles and blandishments have been used upon me for the last time, Sir Nerevus, and this time they fail.
You are sending me back to Shamsi Rahman?
Yes. Go. Go at once.
Aaron, I have humiliated myself by bearing my heart to you. No other man will ever hear those words from my lips. Nor shall you ever hear them again. I shall see to it that you are punished. This Bannock kingdom of yours shall be taken from you.
Idle prophecy.
Mocked if you will. But before another moon rises and wanes, Aramea and its people shall belong to my master. Even if I have to lead an army against you myself.
Boy, that was telling him. Did she conquer Aram, Doctor?
Yes, Demeramet led an army against Aram's forces. And when the battle was over, the king was found among his slain warriors.
What did Semiramis do then?
Well, he had Aram's body buried in state, perhaps in his very rock. Shamsi Rahman freed her and made her queen of the Bani kingdom.
Pretty generous of him, I'd say.
It was after the death of Aram that she began the series of voluptuous divorces legends tell us about.
I get it. An old Bani custom of trying to forget her dead love, eh?
Possibly. At any rate, she made the most of her beauty. Once, when her subjects rebelled at Babylon, he came out of the temple of the goddess Ishtar to meet them. She faced them completely nude, with the white doves of Ishtar flying around her.
I guess that stopped them.
It did.
Baron, Baron.
Yes, Midas.
You must come quickly. Someone see you in the sent for soldier of Governor. They will arrest you if they find you there.
Yes, yes, we must hurry things.
Yes, Doctor, but what happened to Semiramis after that?
She was destroyed by her own folly. Semiramis gave herself over to eating and drinking. She grew fatter and fatter. Then came another uprising.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me she tried that disrobing trick again.
That's just what she did. But this time there was nothing about her to inspire awe. Her beauty had gone. No longer did she sway her subjects by her charm.
Yes, and so?
And so Semiramis was killed.
Would you like to see what this famous Babylon beauty looked like? Then be sure to get your copy of next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly Magazine, the cover of which will be a beautiful color reproduction of Edmond Dulac's painting of Queen Semiramis quelling the rebellion of her subjects. This is the first in a series of historical pictures entitled Follies That Destroyed Famous Queens. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many interesting stories and articles appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Page drama, The Death Circle, is based on another exciting adventure of H. Austin Wolfe, whose memoirs are now appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Four men stand in front of an antique bed of beautiful design and workmanship. They are H. Ashton Wolfe, Dr. Bertillon, Inspector Rousseau, and the Spanish nobleman, Don Esteban de la Tanida. The Spaniard points to the bed.
This is where it happened, senores.
What a funny-looking bed.
What beautiful workmanship. Have you seen anything like it, Doctor?
No, most unusual. Valuable, too.
It may be valuable, but it would give me the horrors to have to sleep in it.
Oh, come now, Rousseau. Just because Senor de la Pineda's son was murdered in this bed, you don't have to get morbid.
That's right, Rousseau. Just look at that painted canopy. If that isn't a guardian angel up there with the wings spread out, I don't know what it is.
This bed is very old. It belongs to my great-great-grandfather. There is another just like it in my room.
I see.
You needn't tap it, Senor Ashton Wolf.